This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We're going to be talking about, again, laying the responsibility on the party that is responsible, the responsible party, for their government. Because in this country, we are the government. Unless Americans impeach and prosecute corrupt politicians and judges within our own government, only more injustice will be encouraged. This is not what our forefathers taught us, friends. You know, and I can take it over to what's going on here in the state of Minnesota. And what we're seeing in Minnesota right now, friends, is this issue with George Floyd. And I got to tell you, yesterday morning I'd woken up, and as I did so, Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, posted a video of Minneapolis police, and one police officer in particular, that had his knee in the back of George Floyd's neck. And I thought, okay, well, I'm going to watch this one, because we get these coming through all the time through Matt Agarist, former military, who's exposing bad cops. Now, listen, I have a lot of friends that are good cops. And the type that actually ended the life of George Floyd are the type of police that give the good police a bad name. But I got to tell you, if you watch the video, you can make distinction real quick. After I watched this video of this police officer, I want to give you his name because it's important that you know his name. And understanding what we're dealing with. His name is Derek Chauvin. Okay? Derek Chauvin. And the video, if you have not seen it, shows him with his knee in the back of Mr. Floyd's neck. And George continuously, well, they handcuffed him, and then they put him face down, and then Chauvin took his knee and drove it into the back of George Floyd's neck. And after I watched this, not for 1 minute, not for 2 minutes, not for three, not for four, not for five, not for six, not for seven, I am completely off kilter in mind to stand here and watch this video of how many people that must have been there that were complaining about what the police were doing to George Floyd and did absolutely nothing. And I watched the life, literally, even after George Floyd was saying, "I can't breathe, my neck hurts, everything hurts," he said. And after I watched it, I called up Tim and I said, "Tim, I have some friends that are in the police department in Minneapolis. I need to stir this one up. I need to be a part of making sure that this cop never does what he does ever again to anybody. Because what this police officer just did was murdered George Floyd." So I called my brother, former part-time cop, also works for the state of Minnesota. And interestingly enough, after I called him, I said, "Hey, brother," I said, "did you see this video of these police and what they did to that dude laying on the ground, George Floyd? And he said, yeah. He said, I already had my tizzy fit this morning. I said, Brian, I said, I can't let this one go. I've seen a lot of questionable activities from police where I can justify what the police have done and what I can't justify what the corrupt officers have done. And this one, this guy's guilty, is H-E double hockey sticks. I said, brother, I said, this is murder. He says, you don't have to try to convince me of it. And before I got home, this was already making its rounds, this video of this police officer with his knee in the back of George Floyd's neck. Now, instantaneously, here comes the CIA-controlled mainstream media's useful idiots. And what do? George Floyd's a black man, and I don't care what color he is, because my father didn't come to save our skin. He came to save our souls. Okay? Read Acts 17:26. It tells us that all nations are one blood. I don't care what color you are. And what's interesting to note, it was a white police officer. So as we just exposed to the Rodney King case in Los Angeles back in the 90s, what actually incited domestic resurrection concerning the LA riots was the way that the media played it out. So it came as no surprise that the useful idiots were going to jump in here and make it a white on black thing once again. And that's exactly what they did. Major protests in Minneapolis. There's going to be major protests today. But I want to tell you this. Outside of the games that they're playing, divide and conquer, Mark 325, this police officer committed the act of murder. He also had what the media doesn't want to talk about was the individual, what we would call a Hmong police officer. They didn't want to bring him in because it didn't fit the narrative, okay, because they're using the color to divide again. Now, with that said, he stood there, this Hmong police officer stood there the entire time while the people were pleading for the life of George Floyd, and he did absolutely nothing. Is he obligated to stand in the gap and interposition to actually stand up for George Floyd because this guy, this police officer, Derek Chauvin, had his knee jammed into his neck where he could literally watch the life being sucked out of George Floyd? He did absolutely nothing, friends. Let me ask you something. Isn't this exactly what politicians have been doing to the American people for decades in this country? You know, everybody's up in arms right now, and rightfully so, concerning Derek Chauvin, Thomas Lane, Tao Thao, and J. Alexander Kung. But what about the politicians that you have been conditioned to submit to day after day after day after day, and you do nothing with their knee driven into the back of your neck so you can no longer breathe? What is the difference, friends? This took one life. I can tell you right now, these folks are going to jail, and rightfully so that they're going to jail. But what about the politicians that are doing the same thing to me and you all day long? All day long. And you know what's sad about all of this, friends? Going back to George Floyd, using this as a parable and in parallel to the happenings of corrupt police and corrupt politicians. George Floyd, they said, was a peaceful man. He was a sweetheart of a man. Isn't that what politicians are doing to law abiders in the United States of America? They're creating war against them day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. And Americans, you have conditioned yourself to subject yourself to their tyrannies. Hey, folks, good politicians love the fact that I'm giving you the message even now. Bad politicians don't. But then again, I ain't asking the devil for permission to obey God in any sense of the word. Because I'm frankly sick and tired of it. And again, friends, I know you are. That's why you're listening. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, Sons of LibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back in a minute.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Now listen, I got some stuff I want to unload really quick on you, and then we're going to get back over to our topic. And the topic again is, unless Americans impeach and prosecute corrupt politicians, judges, and I put this into parallel, friends, as to what's going on with George Floyd right now. Everybody's up in arms about the corruption in the police force, and rightfully so. I'm with you 100%. But folks, the knee in the back of the neck squeezing the life out of George Floyd is exactly what politicians have been doing to you for decades in this country. How come there's no protest there? These police friends, they're going to jail. You can mark my words. Someone's going to jail for their crimes against George Floyd. Again, rightfully so. What about the corrupt politicians? That's what we're going to hit today, okay? Well, Bradley, you talk about that quite a bit. Well, aren't you the one that continuously brings to my attention that you want resolve? Aren't you the ones that continuously text me and say, what are we supposed to do? Aren't you the ones that take the time and tell me, okay, Bradley, you told us what the problem is. What is the answer now? I give you the answers all the time. Apparently, that is not what many people are looking for, because it falls into your hands to take responsibility in enforcing the laws found in the Constitution against corruption. We're going to talk about that, okay? Now listen, one of the things that I'm getting online right now from some of my live chat friends, and I hope, by the way, nobody's angry with me about this, but sharing this conversation. Pippi, if you can hear me right now, will you give me a yes on Top Chat? Give me a yes on Top Chat if it's okay if I share a conversation. Please, by the way, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page and click us onto YouTube. Join us on live chat. On the left side of sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can also find, okay, thank you. On the left side of the page, you can also find 13 to 15 articles every day combating the lies and the propaganda through the CIA mainstream media. As well, go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, click us on, we're on the front page. Join us on live chat on the right side of the page. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Okay, period. We follow the Christ here. One of the things my friend Pippi just said on Top Chat is she just gave her 2-week notice at work after they rolled out masks. Okay? And she says, I have 2 days left. And she said, do not consent, people. So you have someone that's principled here and stating that I'm not going to wear your mask. Well, lawfully, you don't have to wear your masks. Oh, and just wait a second, Pippi. Just wait a second, friends, because it gets way better than this. On the back of the mask, when you buy these masks, it says this product is an ear loop mask. This product is not a respiration and will not provide any protection against COVID-19, coronavirus, or other viruses or contaminants. Okay? And then it goes on. And then it goes on. And then it goes on. This is right on the back of the box when you buy a mask. Well, what happened is I went to the post office this morning, shipped out a bunch of t-shirt orders and testimonial orders. And in the process, I walked into the post office. And I seen a guy behind the counter that never wore a mask before. All of a sudden, he put a mask on. And I looked to the right of him, and I noticed that that sheeple had a mask on as well. And I'm not saying to be condescending, but folks, it's just so blatantly obvious what's going on here. And I looked at both of them, and they got the response that they probably didn't want to get. And I said, did you hear what this criminal, Anthony Fauci, said this morning? And they said, no. You know what? Let me play it for you, and then I'll finish my story. Listen to this. This is Anthony Fauci on 60 Minutes. Look at the mainstream media's pushing now. Confusion by design.
There's a lot of confusion among people and misinformation surrounding face masks. Can you discuss that?
The masks are important for someone who's infected to prevent them from infecting someone else. Now, when you see people and look at the films in China and South Korea, whatever, everybody's wearing a mask. Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
Oh!
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask.
Well, there's no reason they should
when
be wearing a mask.
In the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask
might
make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are ill. The people who, when you look at the films of foreign countries and you see 85% of the people wearing masks, that's fine. That's fine. I'm not against it. If you want to do it, that's fine.
But it can lead to a shortage of masks.
Exactly, that's
we're
the
starting
point.
To
it could lead,
oh, can
to
lead to a shortage. But there's no reason. There's no reason they have masks on. Wait a second. What has been the message from said representatives from coast to coast in America concerning their subjects, as they would call them? What have these demigods? What have they given forth concerning their new edicts concerning we the people? People are wearing masks because of the fear that they have completely spread, friends, and contrived. They're the ones pouring the gas on the hysteria concerning the blind sheep that don't pay attention to the word of God concerning putting and subjecting themselves to the curses of God. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh. They can't make distinction. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour, Franklin said. Boy, oh boy, I got a new megaphone, and what we need to do is find some areas where we can go where there, all the sheeple are wearing masks, and I can just walk around and give them bah. Sheep led to the slaughter because of their ignorance And that's what it comes down to. So now Anthony Fauci comes out on 60 Minutes. It was a softball question, too, by the way. I guarantee you all of these interviews that are going on with those that are pushing this propaganda, they're softball questions. They're pre-scripted questions. They know exactly how to answer. Just ask the new press secretary, McNaney, over there. She does it all day long. She's asked a question by a certain reporter. She looks around on the podium, and then she grabs, apparently, the question that he was going to ask so she can answer it, or she asked so she can answer that question concerning these propagandas, useful idiots as well. This is not a stretch in any sense of the word, friends, concerning the truth. Okay, they've been busted several times doing this. But now, again, we have Anthony Fauci coming out and saying they don't need to be wearing masks. So, going back to the post office, I said to both people, I said, did you hear what the propagandist said this morning? I said, man, Anthony Fauci's telling you guys you don't need to wear the masks. And it shows you those that submit to the Word of God in a blessed state and those that submit themselves to the arm of the flesh to receive a curse. They're confused and they know not where to go because they have nowhere to go because their God is the state because they've made it the state and they get to reap the curses right along with it when they believe their lie, not the truth. The truth makes men free, John 8:32. The lie does not, right? King James Bible, Daniel 9:7 says, O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as it is this day to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off, through all the countries whither thou hast driven them because of their trespasses that they have trespassed against God. Folks, do you realize our sin is before God? Our sin is before God. Before it's before men, friends. All things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. And we need to keep in mind that our sin is before Him and He sees it all. A sparrow will not fall to the ground. The very hairs of your head are numbered. Just think about that. Now, that's a curse to people that are guilty as H-E double hockey sticks that live in their sin, who will also die in their sin. But me, like my little children, when they're taking a bath, years ago I remember they used to get out of the tub. When they get out of the tub, they would be stark naked. They were having fun. They'd go pick up their toys and play. And we'd say, hey, get your clothes on before you do that. Brush your teeth, comb your hair, so on and so forth. Hey, folks, they weren't doing anything wrong. They were still innocent. They haven't been tainted by sin in any sense of the word. So to them, they weren't naked. To them, there was nothing wrong. So it is with the child of God that is put on the robe of righteousness in Jesus Christ. Isaiah 61, also go over to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Friends, because just like those little kids, so are Christians. We walk around in freedom where men look at us and think we're naked. We're not naked. No, it's like King David when he got out and started to praise God. Remember, Michael got angry with them. And King David, in his spiritual wisdom, said, man, I'll go out and do more than that if you don't like it. Remember her womb. She received the curse for that. She never had a child. And that just happened to be the daughter of Saul, by the way, just to give you the genealogy. Taking a quick break. We're going to come right back. Unless Americans impeach and prosecute corrupt politicians, judges within our own government, this is only going to encourage others to do it all the more. We'll be right back.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Weather could play a role in this afternoon's 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time scheduled SpaceX rocket launch from Cape Canaveral. A tornado warning has been issued in the northern part of Brevard County where Cape Canaveral is located. The two astronauts have been strapped in, though, and are making their final preparations. Former NASA astronaut Gregory Johnson on this historic moment.
I'm telling you, I wish I was there. If I could talk to Bob or Doug right now, I'd say, you know, I'm jealous of you guys for getting to go on this really cool mission. This is a milestone moment in the history of spaceflight. I'm really proud of them, and I'm really excited about the whole team.
Minnesota Mayor Jacob Frey is calling on local authorities to arrest and charge the police officer who was seen kneeling on an African-American man's neck in a viral video. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump's 4th of July salute to America could be canceled if Democratic lawmakers get their way. 10 Democrats representing Washington, D.C. and its suburbs are calling on the event to be canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. While they've left their royal duties behind, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle remain in the media spotlight, whether they like it or not. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are reportedly very concerned about their family's safety after drones made repeated flights over the Hollywood Hills home they've been renting in recent weeks. The couple telling police some flyovers have been as low as 20 feet above the property in efforts to get photos of them and their young son, Archie. The Daily Beast cites a source who says Meghan and Harry have been putting up with unimaginable levels of press intrusion at the home where they're temporarily residing. Reports are they're renting it from producer Tyler Perry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to book us, now is the time to do that. Call us at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, once those doors are open, we are off once again. I wanted to highlight one more thing before we get to our main topic here. Has anybody seen the official Trump coloring book? Brand new. Now, keep in mind, comic books is the oldest tool under the sun as to how dictators can and will put themselves up. Now, what's disturbing about this particular coloring book is this, okay? It's a comic book. It says, Official Trump Coloring Book, which obviously, I don't know if you want to say it's a comic book, but it looks just like a comic book. I'm looking at it even now. This is what it says right under Official Trump Coloring Book, and they got him positioned as if he's Superman with his suit on, just for the record, okay? It says, the official Trump coloring book contains 16 artistic depictions of our, listen carefully, great leader, and is perfect for both adults and youth. Well, to Donald Trump supporters, I'm trying to figure out which one's the difference. Which ones are the adults and which ones are the youth? Because I don't know anybody in their right mind that knows the Word of God and the Constitution that can take this administration as to be a legitimate administration in any sense of the word. But I think this should put a chill up everybody's spine, because this is something the Chinese are known for doing. Coloring books, comic books, whatever you want to use. or make reference to concerning how they propagandize the people. The official Trump coloring book contains 16 artistic depictions of our great leader and is perfect for both adults and youth. Now, well, some will say, well, Bradley, what's the big deal? Well, I would ask you the question, is this a representative form of government, or do we have dictators? Do we have a despot in office? Is this an aristocratic version of government? Is this authoritarian? Is this totalitarian? Whatever you want to call it. Do we have representatives in this country, or do we have leaders in this country? And it's important that you make distinction. Because when I go to Article 6, Section 2, it says, this Constitution and the laws of the United States shall be made in pursuance thereof in all the treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States. So what is the law in the land? And what is the law of the land? Well, it's common law, right? There's four references made in the Declaration of Independence. Every state preamble acknowledges God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which is based and instituted upon what? Moral law, the Ten Commandments. So who is our leader? Well, our forefathers knew. Here, let me tell you who our leader is. It was and is and will always be, like it or not, because every knee is going to bow to him. His name is Jesus Christ. The flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War were no king but King Jesus, an appeal to heaven. So therefore, who is our leader? No king but King Jesus. This Constitution, Article 6, Section 2, is the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby, and anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. So who's our leader? The law. Okay? We have a representative government. Those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of, let's say it together, we the people. We don't have leaders in this country, friends. Okay? Period. You start taking on that mindset, folks, you're going to start seeing some real dangerous stuff unravel real quick. And this is why they're continuously taking it step by step, incrementally, and it's dangerous. And I'm just here to tell you who our leader is. His name is Jesus Christ. Oh, is Chief Satanist? Oh, he's your leader, too. The Bible says that the devils believe and tremble. Okay? See, Satanists know that God is. They're scared to death of him. All of you atheists, oh, it doesn't matter if you don't believe in him. You're still going to bow the knee, and you will answer to him on judgment day. I prefer mercy, says the word of God, over that of judgment, but that's your call. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Oh, all of you other groups of people, you foreigners that come into America, you want to know what made America great? I'm telling you his name right now. The God of our fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we're called the light of the world. And that's why there's scripture engraven on national landmarks from coast to coast in this country. And that's why you see Christian crosses over the fallen, our relatives that fought, bled, and died, giving us the freedoms that we have today. Well, I got a name that I want to give you one more time before I get on. The greatest of veterans is the captain of our salvation, and his name again is Jesus Christ. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Just want to make sure you understand he is the prince of preachers. Just want to make sure you understand in this life who you're going to answer to in this life and in the next, either under the curse or under the blessings. Read Acts 20, verse 21, friends. Our leader, give me a break. Unless Americans impeach and prosecute corrupt politicians, listen to me carefully. Unless you take the time and take it to heart concerning the crimes of corrupt politicians in this country, unless Americans take the responsibility on an individual basis, than a corporate basis, to impeach and to prosecute corrupt politicians and judges, they sit during good behavior. Article 3, Section 1, that includes the Supreme Court, as I just read in Article 6, Section 2. Within our government, only more injustice will be encouraged if we leave off impeachment and prosecution. And I want to tell you something, friends. This is not at all what our forefathers taught us. Read the Declaration of Independence. Again, three quarters of that documentation is our forefathers throwing off tyranny who refused to be ruled by God. King George refused to be ruled by God. Our forefathers didn't. And the Lord responded, as if to suggest it wasn't his idea in the first place. Oh, it was. Amos 6:3 tells us, you that put far away the evil day, that will never happen here. Oh, I can tell you right now, Bradley, in my lifetime, we're not going to see the judgments of God in America. Hey, dude, hey, brother from another mother, I want to tell you something right now. It's raining already. You can't feel that? You go ahead and mock, you go ahead and scoff all you want, but like that of Noah, there's going to be a day where Noah and those seven souls are going to jump on board and it's going to rain, and that rain's going to destroy you. But keep in mind, that rain that you don't feel now and you say that you don't feel now, rest assured when that door shut, that rain's going to float the church's boat, but it's going to judge the ungodly world, isn't it? Yep, that's right. That's right. You that put away far from yourselves the evil day and say, I don't have to deal with this now. Well, the Bible tells us that you are responsible for causing the seed of violence to come nigh unto you. Here, let me say it this way. So we're seeing now the CDC talking about going from door to door in certain states to test for the coronavirus. That's completely contrived. Okay? Now they want to knock on your door. Wait a second, folks. When you deal with corruption, they're going to understand their position. And they're not going to be knocking on your door on the behalf of some tyrant that wants to depopulate the world or on the behalf of a bunch of propagandists who want to continuously intrude into and overreach into your personal bubble. Okay? It's now at your door because you refuse to deal with them at arm's length. See, this is what's happening, friends. You're responsible for those that don't want to take responsibility and deal with corrupt politicians. You're those that are saying, oh, no, just let someone else take care of that. Well, what you don't realize is it's going to come to your door sooner or later. And it is. And guess what? Now we're talking about it in our day. And how many of you people that are listening to me right now are saying, oh, I'd have never thought this would have happened. Well, guess what? It's happening. Because the Word of God told us it was going to happen if we didn't learn from the past. Right? Hey, folks, if there's one nail that I keep pounding on in this ministry, it's just this. Americans need justice. And justice is what is not being delivered up by those who swore an oath to do so. Therefore, if they are not going to do their job, you all the well know that they're not going to, then we the people should do so. I mean, again, after all, the American people are the government in this country. Now, I want you to listen carefully, okay? You want some revelation? Super simple revelation. Here it is right now. David prayed that the Lord would work. He prayed, it's time for the Lord to work, for they have made void thy law. Is that what we're seeing today? Yep. It's exactly what we're seeing today. Those that are born of the Spirit are standing up and saying, Lord, with my hand raised up into heaven, Isaiah 53, and saying, send me the way that you sent David, Isaiah 51, verse 4. Notice that David prayed that the Lord would work. And again, he said, it's time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Psalm 119, verse 126. I got a question for you, listener. Who did the Lord send? The one that prayed. It was David that went. See, David seen his times and understood his times as the sons of Issachar knew the times. And we are to know the times too by the Holy Ghost, friends, that we might have distinction. Read 1 Corinthians 14 when you get a moment. That we might have distinction in the battle, right? Taking it to now from the Old Testament. But he understood his culture, he understood his time, and he's seen all the corruption around him. And God raised him up to be a light to that nation by how? By dealing with the corrupt nations around about him. By doing what? Sending forth judgment. To set a light that people might know righteousness and peace under God. Okay? Read Psalm 33, verse 12 when you get a moment. But again, I want you to catch this. David prayed that the Lord would work, and he said, it's time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. And I ask you the question, who did the Lord send? The Lord sent the one that was praying, David, right? So it is with us. If we see what the problem is, then we're the ones called to take the baton and bring it all the way in and bring about the answers. Amen. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want to let my friends know over on Top Chat, beware of people that are trying to poison the faucet to suggest that all cops enforce illegal laws. That is completely untrue. And if that's the case, you just keep testing your steel with me, because it's going to be short-lived, because you're not going to poison the faucet over here, period. Just for the record. Again, I want to tell everybody, thank you for making us the number one radio show on Genesis Communication Networks out of 67 other radio shows on 122 affiliates across the United States of America. We also want to thank you for your trust. We're sticking to the Word of God, and we're sticking to the Constitution. You claim that you want the answers, the resolve. We're giving them to you. Regardless if you like it or not, here are the answers. And I know people, you know where people want this to go. And this explains the conservatives, yesterday's liberals of the day, who are good for nothing to be trodden underfoot, right? They fail to be the salt of the earth. It's interesting to note that they just kick back over to these guys that will entertain them and continuously divide and drive the wedge of division in between the American people. If that's what you want to be entertained, tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. If you want to be entertained, this is not the show for you. Okay? If you want resolved, this is the show for you. And that's why you have made us the number one show. This is the last segment. If you want to give us a call, please do. 1-866-582-9933. I want to get back to this, too. We all know who Roger Sherman is. He is the signer of the Declaration of Independence, one of them. He said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their long history and no longer remember that the country they love, America, the institutions you cherish, America, and the freedoms that you hope to preserve, America, were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men." Folks, we desire reformation. Okay, not revolution. You want a revolution, that's fine. But folks, until it comes to our front door, which it is right now, we need to stand up and respond. So let's give our olive branch out in action. Show the world our faith by our works. James 2:14-26. By actually standing up and dealing with corrupt politicians one by one and send the message that we are not going to tolerate your corruption anymore. We're not going to be sitting around waiting for you to destroy the country while you live out and corrupt the nation during your tenure. Nope, we're going to stop you right in your tracks. We're going to remove you, Article 2, Section 4, and we're going to have you charged for your crimes against we the people, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Now, let me get back to this, friends, because what I want you to know is that David prayed that the Lord would work. And he said, "It's time for the Lord to work, for they have made void thy law." The Lord sent David. Okay? Have you ever taken notice of your said representatives in American government who are continuously, again, let me remind you, caught lying all day long? Everybody's talking about Biden and Barack Hussein Obama right now. Stealing, well, they've been busted doing that. They've been exposed in scandal after scandal, and they seem to enjoy their unwarranted impunities as if to suggest that they're above the law. Read Isaiah 14:2-15. That's the mind of Satan until he was driven out, right? And I'm here to tell those people that think that government can go ahead and do whatever they want and enjoy their impunities, the only reason they're doing what they're doing is because the American people have let them do it. You are delusional to think that government is above the law. No, they are not. Hey, folks, to the degree that you love this country will be to the degree that judgment will fall upon those that mean to corrupt it. That's a fact. Good judges enforce the law. They show mercy to people that are sorry for what they've done, not encouraged in adding strength to tyranny over and over, day after day. Have you also taken notice that this is the government, no matter how many times they've been caught, even in the act with a smoking gun in hand, somehow or another, the fault lies at someone else's doors for their crimes. This is what the accuser of the brethren does, friends. Revelations 12:9-11. They accuse the other side of what they're guilty of, right? And what we get to do is we get to see this on a daily basis in this country. Our representatives are always doing their best in stonewalling or diverting or distracting their guilt onto somebody else every day. Now, I know that there's going to be those that still have their heads stuck in the sand because they refuse to see what's see what it is when it comes to their responsibilities. Proverbs 7:2, the Lord said, "Keep my commandments and live." And I'm talking about in dealing with lawfully with the wicked. Yet these must also come to terms with the fact that by ignoring the obvious, they are drawing violence unto themselves and others by leaving off justice that must be brought to the wicked. Right? Folks, let me say it this way. I brought this up in part the other day. You've been conditioned to magnify the criminals and the crimes over the law. That's not America. You magnify the law against the crime, not the criminal against the law. That's justice turned completely backwards, okay? That's justice completely turned backwards. What is also on display on a daily basis is today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals. Mark 8:15, Jesus warned us of the leaven of the Herodians and the Pharisees, who continually play games with the American blood-bought freedoms, Hebrews 10:26, by making light of the issues and keeping the people sidetracked or diverted as they continually drive the wedge of division continuously between the people. This is the conservative talking heads. They are continuously feeding their listeners, folks, as to what the CIA media controlled propagandists are feeding them. That's what they're giving to their constituents. They're continuously playing the same line, the same game. They're feeding both sides to wedge further the division between the people in this country. So, therefore, instead of educating and leading the people to judge the wicked so that they might know righteousness and peace within the gate, Amos 5:15, they simply leave off making reference to God's law. You never hear them talk about it, which exposes the crimes, Romans 3:20, and educating the people on how to bring about resolve. No, because if they brought about resolve, then they would be out of a job. They are there serving their golden calf, their sponsors, not the people. Folks, today's conservatives have indoctrinated the masses to magnify the crime rather than the law against the crime. Again, read Isaiah 59. These modern-day conservative cheerleaders of corruption just keep entertaining the people and aiding them to further enslave themselves. That's exactly what's been going on in this country for a long time. I want you to think about this. Today's conservatives are also the responsible party. Again, a lack of conservatism. Okay? They'll even lead the people to concentration camps, chanting how this current administration is making America great again, and that to their own demise. Folks, these people will be behind barbed wire fences in concentration camps, and they'll still be shouting how this administration is making America great again. Mark my words. That's how deceived these people are. Read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the whole of it. See, what today's conservatives are doing is exactly the opposite of what our forefathers taught us through their examples, Hebrews 13:7, and that on so many levels. See, people must come to terms with the Word of God, and in this case, a bit of common sense. Justice, listen to me, I'm saying this as slow as I can. Justice guards our liberties, period. Without the people being the law concerning corruption in their government, without justice, this country will be and is being destroyed by those who are allowed to do the things that they do. By the way, if you want to look at Machiavelli, it's a prime example of what I'm talking about. That country was completely destroyed, friends, because the people didn't deal with their corrupt representatives. You know, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. I'll say it again. They will always get away with whatever you let them get away with. And how do they do that? They get you asking the wrong questions. And if they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. That's why they've created this own political language to make lies sound truthful, right? Warned George Orwellian back in 1984. Scripture tells us that the Lord curses those who lay these issues not to heart, Isaiah 42:25, to those who are not valiant for the truth, Jeremiah 9:3. Remember that the Lord is known by the judgments that he executes, Psalm 9:16. And those that love the Lord, guess what, friends? They are to hate evil and they are to love the good, Amos 5:15, Psalm 97, verse 10. Here's your answer. Hearken unto me. The Lord says, listen carefully unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me. We already have it. I will make my judgments to rest for a light of the people. See, these repeat criminals that are put in front of your faces by the mainstream media in an attempt to give you the impression that these criminals are above the law, folks, they're delusional, for this is, and it is simply, for the record, not the truth. You're being lied to. Friends, you know all the while that if we were to leave them to prosecute themselves, it just isn't going to happen. You've heard the old saying, and it is in the Word of God over and over and over again, friends. Prevention is better than cure. So if you want the resolve, then you're going to have to do with what the information that was just given unto you and make it applicable concerning corruption today on every level of our government if you want longevity in this life, saith the Scriptures. Read Article 3, Section 1, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 of the U.S. Constitution, and show the world your faith, which worketh by love, by actually maintaining the laws against those that refuse to do so. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com.
and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.